service, there is a missions committee meeting. So if you're part of the missions committee, you have a meeting this evening after that service. And the missions committee is going to be talking about our missions conference, which we have coming up at the end of this month. You can see details there in your bulletin. Then on Saturday the 28th and Sunday the 29th, that we will have a couple of missionaries with us. Judy Bowman will be here. She's part of Wheelpower Ministries, and then also Dick and Gloria Persons will be here talking about their ministry that they're part of in the Philippines. And we are still looking for housing for Judy Bowman and her daughter. So if you would be interested in hosting them or know of a possible place where they could stay, if you could talk to Pastor Jim about that. They will be here, I think, for a week. Is that they'll be here for a full week, so that's more than just the weekend for Judy and her daughter. I know that Pastor A would want me to stress Club Rock coming up starting next month, and also the opportunity to help out with that. If you'd like to help with teaching, well, not teaching necessarily, but with helping with games and activities and so forth, there's a sign-up sheet out there. Also, if you'd like to help with preparing snacks for Club Rock, there's a sign-up sheet for that as well. And there will be a meeting for those who are going to be helping with Club Rock after Sunday school next Sunday. So if you are interested in helping with that, get signed up, and then plan to stay next week for that meeting if at all possible. And a couple other reminders there at the bottom, one about opportunity to help in the nursery. If you'd like to help with that, there is opportunity that you could serve there. And then also if you have a college student, we will soon be publishing an insert with the details of all of our college students so that we can pray for them, and also if you'd like to contact them. So if you have someone and you have not gotten that information, April, please do that this week. She's going to get that in the bulletin next week. I think those are all the announcements I need to make. There are a number of other meetings this week. If you're part of those committees, you can see those details on the back of your bulletin. But are there any other announcements today? All right, this morning our call to worship is going to be in Psalm 95. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker.
Well, good morning again, and we welcome you to our worship service. If you'll take your hymn books or look up on the screen, we're going to sing number 10 together, O Worship the King. I ask you to stand with me, please. Number 10, O Worship the King.
Sweetly distills in the dew and the rain. In thee do we trust, nor find thee to fail. Thy mercies, how tender, how firm to the end. Our Maker, Defender, Redeemer, and Friend.
Take this time to greet one another. Let each other know you're glad to see them. Well, this is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the congregation. I have a couple that have been sent my way. As Pastor Jason announced that Abe and Diana, the proud parents of Dean Michael, I'll be praying for them as they are home and getting into that routine and establish their home together. Also, one of our family's Zach Siebesma, his mom Sue, on Friday, she lives down in Platte, suffered seizures, and she was airlifted to Sioux Falls. They've at least discovered that she does have lesions on her brain, but in the seizure, her shoulder was dislocated because of the severity of the seizure, and so they did get that put back together, but that's kind of on the back burner. And they're looking at surgery on Tuesday. And then, especially those in the center, if you'd all turn around to the camera and say good morning to Dale. So everyone turn around and say good morning, Dale. Good morning. Okay. Dale had hip replacement surgery this past week. He was keeping that on the down low. Not anymore. No, he called me and told me I could. So, but the surgery went, as far as the mechanics of the surgery for his hip replacement went well, but in the process, the lateral femoral nerve, which is more of a sensation nerve than a nerve that controls muscles, that was either stretched or damaged in the surgery. And so now he gave it to me, and it is a mouthful of what the nerve damage is called. Basically, sitting is fine, laying is fine, walking or standing, it is like fire ants coming up and down your leg. So I know he would appreciate prayers. Of course, he looked online as to see his symptoms and such, and there is a possibility that that nerve could repair, but it may take up to 2 years. So he's in quite a bit of pain when he walks, but it's not really from the hip replacement itself. But I know he and definitely Ruth, as his helpmate, could use prayer as they go through this time for healing, especially for this nerve damage. Are there any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, June.
Well, we've got a couple of praises. Ron is out of the hospital, and
Sierra and Brady. So great-grandbaby number 5 is on the way. And yes, it is good to see Ron. Ron had an adventurous weekend last weekend. And so grateful to see you here, Ron. Dealing with kidney stones and all those things that go along with that. And so we'll continue to pray for healing there. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Heidi. Next Monday. So Stacy and her fiance Evan are getting married in Colorado Springs area next Monday, and so we'll be praying for them, and then and the rejoicing the fact that all your kids are going to be together, that as well as Steph and Mark. Stephanie got married in January, moved to Toronto, and all the logistics of getting back down to the States. So oh, from Korea, that's right, from Korea to Toronto, and then, yes, that readjusting to life on this side of the hemisphere. So any other prayer requests? Yes, Steve.
Just to praise Jim and Chris organized another successful community give back. I think it was the 8th annual, and so it's just fun to get a bunch of people together to organize and do some nice things in the community. How many projects have you?
We had 21 projects, and there were close to 120 volunteers, many from the church body here that worked really hard. So it was a great day.
The annual Give Back Day, and it was the 8th one, right? Yeah, the 8th annual one with 21 projects, 120 volunteers through the community, and it is just a wonderful opportunity to not only extend help to our neighbors, but also getting together as a community. So we're grateful for how that went. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Cindy. So the prayer request is for Sandy Kellogg and her sisters as their nephew, Larry Joe, was killed yesterday in a grain bin accident. And so we would be praying for that family and through this time. Any other? Yeah, Anita. That is also, that's why we call this prayer and praise, that we've prayed for Anita's 2 nieces and seeing how well they're doing, but also Kevin Clegg's wife. She's had cancer and looking very well, and that's a huge praise. That's a huge praise. Any other prayer requests or praises? Oh, yeah, Jill. that is a good reminder that if you put a request on, we keep it there till you tell us. But Jill went through quite an ordeal a couple years ago and ongoing with brain and things, and that is just a wonderful update and praise that she's doing so well. We can take her name off. That is a testimony to God's grace. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we enter into our time of worship today, we thank you for just the ability to gather, to share praises and prayer requests, and just that reminder of the opportunity of coming again this evening for a service where we can give testimony to what you've done in our lives. And we do know that you are active and living, that you work in us and through us, but you're also at work around us. Thank you that your involvement in creation didn't just end at the very beginning of Scripture, speaking this world into existence, but that you have walked with your people, that you have guided history to the point where we are at today, that even as we look back at just the right time in history, you sent your Son, and that through his life and death and resurrection, our sins have been paid for, and he stands before you interceding on our behalf. Father, we do lift up these requests to you. We're grateful that we have both ones that we can pray for, but also to hear testimony of how you've worked in our lives. I'm grateful for the praise from Jill that you have truly healed her, and as we know that you continue to work in her life, but grateful that of looking back and seeing the healing in her life. Father, we lift up Abe and Diana and little Dean to you, thankful for his entrance into this world, and we pray for Abe and Diana as new parents, as adjusting to the schedule, but that you would truly help them and to raise Dean in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Father, we lift up Sue Sebusma and that you would be an ever-present help being in the hospital, but give wisdom to the doctors and healing with these brain lesions and the seizures. Pray you be with Zach and his family as they are concerned about mom, that you would, as a great physician, heal. Father, we also pray for Dale, and grateful for the hip replacement surgery, but with the truly a thorn in his side of this nerve pain, that one, you would help that your grace is sufficient, but two, we ask that you would heal, that it wouldn't be the two-year ordeal, but that you would touch and heal quickly. Father, I pray for Ruth as Dale's helpmate, that you would help her, and for Dale as he also begins physical therapy, that you'd help him to gain the mobility back that he is looking for. Father, we are grateful that Ron is here today. We continue to pray for his healing, especially with the kidney stones and the appointments, that you give safety and travel for the appointments coming up this week. And also for the addition to their family, we pray for Sierra and Brady, as expecting that you would be with mom and baby's health through this time, and that the baby would enter this world healthy and safe. Father, we pray for the travels of this week, especially thinking of Heidi and Todd and their family as they gather for Stacy's wedding. Pray that you would be with Stacy and Evan, and as they establish their home together, that for travels for family, lifting up Steph and her husband Mark, and all the logistics of moving from Korea to Toronto, and then move again, and then coming back across the border to the wedding. We pray that all those details will work together, and that the stress that comes, they would truly sense your peace and your presence. We also lift up Sandy Kellogg's family in this time of grief. We ask that you would be with their family, and we know that as they struggle with Larry's passing, that you would be an ever-present help, that they can approach your throne to find the grace and mercy that they need. Father, we're also grateful that the healing that you've brought to Kevin Clegg's wife and the nieces of Anita that we have prayed for to see healing there in their lives. We also thank you for the community that you've placed us in, and the opportunity to reach out, whether it be through Club Rock, and we pray for those that are volunteering as well as for our students, but also for the Give Back Day, the opportunity to step out of our homes and our comfort zone and to come alongside of our neighbors and those that truly need assistance with projects around the home and around our community. We just are grateful for the volunteers that came out and the projects that were accomplished. Father, just as a reminder, that help us not to just save coming alongside and helping our neighbors to one day a week, but that the Give Back Day would be a constant reminder of stepping out and being salt and light in our community. Father, we pray for our missionaries. We lift up Judy Bowman and her travels of this month, as well as Dick and Gloria Persons, especially as they head our direction the end of the month and our missions conference. Just pray for the details to come together there and the time of being reminded about missions and to be challenged with being your servants in our community. Father, we lift up our world and especially our country as it goes through the election cycle, that you would be working on the hearts of our candidates, both for local and state and then national, that for our president and vice president and congressional leaders, that they would seek first your kingdom and your righteousness. And if they choose not to, that you bring alongside individuals to help point them to the direction of the cross. First and foremost, that is what every person needs, even our elected leaders. We just ask that as we receive the offering from your people, you will use it for your honor and glory, both here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Owen, for that. You know, it's a great reminder for us that we have reasons to praise our Savior all day long. Even in hard times, there's reasons to praise. Just thinking and hearing about the reports of our opportunities to serve that took place in our community and the amount of help and volunteers that come out. It's great to be in a small town where we help each other. And I love it here. Let's stand and sing a few praises this morning.
Save a wretch like me. my skill to understand what God has willed, what God has planned. I only know at His right hand stands one who is my Savior. I take Him at His word and deed. Christ died to save me.
Sing about the many blessings that come our way, more numerous than we can count.
The sun comes.
morning to worship you. And there are indeed many, many reasons why we can and should worship you, but most importantly is just because of who you are.
And your love for us and the gift of your Son, Jesus. We thank you for the many blessings that you give to us. We thank you for watching over us each day. Thank you for your guidance in our lives.